when we got together to discuss the Easter conference, and in a special way the subject, usually there are few subjects presented, exercises, and we try to choose one. And this year there was no exercise, no definite exercise, but through reading of the scriptures and mentioning the needs in the assemblies, the brethren felt very clearly that this is the subject we would like to study, evangelism and shepherding. And we thought, before we speak about evangelism, we look at the greatest evangelist, the Lord Jesus, the Master, the Teacher, that we can learn from Him. He was the evangelist, but He's also the subject of the Gospel. All the gospel of God, the good news, centers in Him. And He knew that there was a need in Samaria. And unlike every other Jew, it says that He must go by Samaria. When He goes from Judea to Galilee, the Orthodox Jew would try to take a loop and avoid going through Samaria. But here it says He must needs go to Samaria, because there was one and more who have need for life. And He meets this woman. She was a lonely woman. He also was a lonely stranger, but from a totally opposite reasons. She was lonely. She was ashamed of her history, of her life. She was the lowest of the society. And when she goes to draw water, she goes at a time when there was no person. He was lonely, but only because of His glory, His moral glory, made Him a stranger in the world, in an ungodly world. And they meet. And you see how beautifully He meets a lot more than the need of this Samaritan woman. All she needed is some water, water from the well. And when He told her that I will give you living water, He said, give me, that I don't have to come here. But He immediately tells her, if thou knowest the gift of God. Few things that she knew, she knows now, she didn't know before. All she knew about God, probably through few commandments from the law, that God is demanding. But now she knows that God is a giver. If thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that is asking you to give Him to drink, the majesty and the glory of His person. You would have asked of Him. He shows us her that she is in a desperate need. She needs to ask, and then He would have given you living water, the Holy Spirit, that best gift believers would have. And then He draws her, exercising her conscience. He's able to do that, to exercise the conscience of a sinner, but doesn't leave her there, but cause her to rise above all the circumstances. And He presents the worship of God in a way that was never known before. Not better than the Samaritans, not even better than the Judaism, but it's a new way altogether. It is the Christian worship, elevating her, elevating the worship to the Father, not known before. That beautiful relationship between the worshipers and the God whom we worship. The Father seeketh such to worship Him. You know, and who can declare the Father but Him? No man had seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. And in John 1 also he says that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, gave he them power to become the children of God, even to those that believe on his name. Those that are born of God, not of blood, not of the flesh, and not of the will of man, but of God. It's the new relationship of the believers to God, who is our Father. And what a joy that we know him now and we worship him as the Father. It's a beautiful account, and it also not teach us only evangelism, but I think it teaches us ministry. Those of us that minister, is it that we lift up the hearts? It's an uplifting ministry. Lift up the heart of this poor woman to God and to the Father. And this is the proper ministry in the assembly that would cause the heart to be drawn and lifted up unto the God and Father.